Well, Richard, WB9CSP here from KFHR. By the way, you had a distorted signal for most of your transmission, but then it came back to normal. Yeah, it's still ganz gut here. It's going well. Sun is shining, and we're just well, we're in the 60s, usual 60s, 65. We expect rain Monday. We'll see. I did actually pass Morse code at 5 minutes per hour, just before they did away with the requirement. I did not use it at all. You know, I wouldn't have been able to pass answering the questions. They had like two ways you could pass the test. One, you had to answer questions. You know, you listen to the Morse code, and then they ask you 3 questions, I think. I wouldn't be able to pass it. But the other way to pass it was you had to translate too many words in a row, and I could do that, so I passed. But I would like to, yeah, brush up on that and maybe actually use it. There's an academy for that, actually. You can sign up for an academy, and they teach you. It's an online account. And but what I really would want to do, that's always in the back of my mind, and I know you're doing it already, it's have a repeating. That's something, and from my understanding, one of the challenges is to get a repeater pair, a frequency pair. So whatever that means, I don't know exactly, but that would interest me to have a repeater out there somewhere. And then, of course, link it to Echolink, right? Once you have the repeater, just like you do. So I think that would be fun to have. Yeah, that's what I would like to do. A repeating. K6GRL, zurück zu dir, Richard.